Just months ago, during the interfaith trip to Israel that I co-led with a minister, I also had occasion to officiate at the bar mitzvah of one of my students. While he and his parents live in Cincinnati, the rest of the extended family lives in Israel. So the family arranged for us to hold the service in a conservative synagogue in Ra'anana, a city near Tel Aviv. Just recently, I learned that the windows of that synagogue had been broken out with bricks. It was an act of vandalism. Not only were the windows of the conservative synagogue smashed, so too were the windows of the Reform congregation. Given that the windows of the two non-Orthodox synagogues in this town were both destroyed within a short period of time, it has been assumed that the attackers were ultra-Orthodox Jews intent on disrupting the activity of non-Orthodox Jews. As those of you who have listened to my podcast know, this is not the first time ultra-Orthodox Jews have attacked non-Orthodox Jews. Noah Roz, a woman, was attacked for privately practicing the ritual of Tefillin. Women who've conducted services at the Western Wall have been attacked for their activities. It needs to be made clear that the ultra-Orthodox aren't attacking non-Orthodox synagogues or non-Orthodox Jews because of the rituals they practice. These attacks all stem from the same source, a belief that they hold the truth and no one else does. These intra-Jewish conflicts that we are seeing are really a fight over what I consider the primary religious issue, authority. There are those who claim that they represent God's will, God's rules, God's commandments. This being the case, they argue they are right and all others are wrong. That anyone who does not practice Judaism as they interpret it is denying God's desire, and thus they attack anyone who does not practice Judaism in their approved way. Those who argue this position attack on the authority of God himself as they define and understand that term. But Judaism has grown over the centuries. New understandings of the term God have evolved, and the issue of authority has been addressed by religious thinkers. Perhaps one of the greatest advances in thought within Judaism is the concept of autonomy, personal authority, personal choice, that the individual has the right to determine for him or herself which rituals or practices one wishes to follow. I have no objection to rituals as rituals. I have a problem when religious practices are imposed on individuals or worse, denied to individuals because of their gender or sexuality. I am offended when individuals are denied their right to decide who they are and how they desire to give expression to their religious identity. The attacks we are witnessing by the ultra-Orthodox aren't attacks on rituals. They are attacking the fundamental right of a person to choose. Regrettably, this is an old conflict within Judaism, and it will continue. And we who believe in religious and personal autonomy must not be intimidated. We must speak out. I am Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.